107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. We are on the air. We are online. We are hanging out with Becky Tiedemann with the Hastings Museum. Ms. Tiedemann, how are you?
I am good. Good morning, Franzman.
It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
No, I've been a busy, busy gal. Been a busy museum gal.
I imagine, do you have busier seasons than others, or is it busy all year round?
No, we have a few slow times, but coming into summer is school season. So there's bus after bus after bus. And don't let me whine about that for an instant, because that's a really great thing. But schools have a harder and harder time going on field trips, and we consider ourselves phenomenally lucky that our numbers are going up for school visits and not down. So, yeah, that makes us super excited.
So you actually allow children in there?
We do. We have a whole education team that, so we do things in the planetarium. We do certain programs. Then they can, that they can learn different things about. Then they sometimes just look at the museum by themselves. Just, you know, they explore. They see catch a movie in the super screen. Maybe a planetarium show, too. We're a really great field trip.
What a fantastic learning environment you work in every day.
I'm a lucky human.
As close to it as you are, do you still learn things? Do you ever say, like, wow, I never knew that?
All the time.
I would imagine.
Because exhibits change.
Right.
What we bring in the theater changes. The planetarium shows change. And yeah, I'm pedaling pretty fast just to keep up on things. I mean, here I am just doing a casual visit with you. And what is before me but a plethora of notes so that the lovely marketing lady doesn't misspeak and say something wrong about a giant blue whale or about the history of the Naval Ammunition Depot. Yeah. So I love it.
How does your world work? Do you go and seek out? I feel like I've asked you this before. Do you go and seek out exhibits, or do some exhibits come to you and say, we can come to you in this time frame?
Yeah. So basically our curator of exhibits does a couple of things. He looks at, there's now a whole grouping of exhibits that are available to us if we write the grant and get them in from different, you know, Smithsonian institutions, different historic institutions. So he's always on the prowl for that. And you have to raise your hand quick to make sure you get on that list. So he does that a lot. But I'm very proud to say we produce our own in-house exhibits as well. So right now we have an exhibit called Chew on This. It's the food history of our area. So it goes all the way back to Native Americans in our area, what they cooked, what they ate, how they preserved food. It moves through to how settlers came through, what was available to them to eat and to cook, what of those recipes came forward with us. Then we have early restaurants, current restaurants, and then how waves of immigration changed what we all eat. So that's an exhibit we completely researched and created on our own. And we're very proud of that. You know, we contact other museums then and do loans out of their collections as well. So we bring things out of our collection, but also we work with other museums to put certain items on loan. So it's a great exhibit with appliances, how they changed through, and then how the food you ate changed because of the microwave or a real refrigerator instead of an ice box.
So interesting.
Yeah, I love it.
How do we see Chew on This?
Oh, it's open every day and included with standard museum admission.
Really?
So, yeah. In fact, get there quick because it's only still open through June 12. So, it's already been open for a bit. So, yeah, come see that because it comes down before we launch our new summer exhibit.
What were early Nebraska restaurants serving?
Oh, eggs and meat, but a lot of
eggs and bread.
Yeah, a lot of standard fare, you know, because just like the personal homes, they were limited with refrigeration as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. I have fond memories of the big screen. I almost said TV. the huge two-story screen at the Hastings Museum, seeing the Rock movies.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't sell us short there. It's three stories tall. Come on now. Is it really? Yeah, it really is. So we're excited about that. We've right now we have a movie about, okay, don't tease me, Fransman. It's about fungus. It's fungi, the web of life.
You know how long I've been waiting for a movie on fungus?
Now, don't give me the business. Here's the deal. It's one of the most interesting films we've had in a while and some of the most fascinating images. If this is your jam, come on a Saturday because that's when most of our 3D films are shown. And it's got the most beautiful time-lapse photography of different fungi that fluoresce, that are bright colors. It's got cool science in it. I mean, fungi might save us, Franz, man.
Really?
It breaks down all sorts of microplastics. It takes the final step on a lot of things.
Really?
And, you know, I'm going to tell you in a minute about blue whales coming in, but there's a lot of argument. You know, sure, a blue whale is the largest animal on Earth. But a fungus is one of the largest living things on Earth.
And some of it's edible, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fungi is edible. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Not all. So, and some of it's edible to different folks. But how it plays that. Yeah. Folks being all kinds of species. Yeah. Right, not right. Just like you and me.
Well, I've always been so confused by the whole mushroom family. How do you know which ones are hallucinogenic, which ones will kill you, which ones are great on a burger?
I thought you were going to start it with great on a burger, but you started with hallucinogenic.
Never
and
did
that's
it.
Okay.
Never
that's,
did
oh,
it.
That's okay. Yeah, and so different and how what they're learning and how we think we know fungi because of all of the different species we see above ground. Let me tell you, this movie taught me like twice as many that we never see that are all underground. So, yeah.
You know what's interesting is when you get into detail on almost any topic, it becomes super interesting to me anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's fascinating about what you do and the Hastings Museum. I mean, the chew on this, I'm stuck on. I got to see that. But again, like I never really thought much about fungi, but I would like to get in depth on that. And I mean, what a learning experience. It's just so interesting to me.
It's fabulous. And by the way, do people know that you like living things? I'm just looking over at you. Do people know that a plant is growing around your mic stand and onto your mic? You surround yourself clearly with living things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. The plant is going berserk, to be honest. I never expected that.
It makes me cheery to look over there and see the green.
I think what's happening here is, you know, they say talk to your plants.
Yes.
It's not the sound that they like. It's the carbon dioxide that we release.
Oh.
Now, it's me and Midday Renee and Jim Cartwright in the studio every day. Sometimes Lou in the afternoon. So we are constantly breathing on this thing. It's the only I water it once a week. It's just going absolutely berserk. It was this big when
you're
I started.
You're going to go Groot. You're just going to, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so check us out for movies. If you're into trains, that film is only, Train Time is only there through June 2. But Fungi will run through the summer. And then opening June 13 is Blue Whales, which... stunning footage. And here, when you say, do I like that I can learn? Of course I do. They learned all of this stuff about blue whales because now drones can fly over them and capture what's coming out of their blowholes. So it can go there, capture it, come back and analyze it. And they can figure out where they're eating, where they're feeding. And I'm like, hey, I never thought of that. I thought, you know, oh no, the blowhole is going to get it. And then I'm like, oh no, that's the whole point of why the drone is there.
That should be a t-shirt for the Hastings Museum.
It should be.
What's going on in your blowhole?
Yeah.
Find out now. HastingsMuseum.org.
Yeah. And it's not just whales. It's all about the whole ecosystem. So all kinds of, I don't know. I love it when we get, ocean pictures and sea pictures and sea creatures for the summer. Just seems right. It's a good fit.
Fantastic. Becky Tiedemann, great to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
Don't be a stranger.
Why won't I?